He is a three-time winner of the Daytona 500, the first driver to win back-to-back Daytona 500s since 1995. Big season this year. 7 wins, 17 top fives, 19 top tens. The NASCAR playoffs continue with the second round of 8 racing Sunday at Texas Motor Speedway. And my guest today appears courtesy of FedEx and FedEx Shipathon. It is Denny Hamlin. Denny, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jim.
So listen, you're about 48 hours out from the start of the race at Texas on Sunday. So more specifically, Denny, how are you feeling and how is the team doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're really good. We got 3 races to go, 2 races to lock ourselves into the final 4 at Phoenix to race for a championship. So we're up front contending for wins every single week. So I don't anticipate there'll be any problems, hopefully, to put ourselves and lock ourselves into that championship 4.
We were talking to Denny Hamlin. You know, obviously every single race week this year is different from previous years. Because of COVID, I've had some drivers say that the silver lining is they can spend more time with their families. So I'm curious, what has the year been like for you, and how have you and the team gone about adapting to this very unusual season?
Well, I mean, it's been different. Our preparation is a little bit different. Instead of being out on the racetrack for 2 days a week, practicing and getting ready for a race on Sunday, on, you know, being on track Friday and Saturday, now we're at home. We essentially fly in, we race, we go home. So our preparation has to happen in computer simulation world, whether it be looking at data, looking at film, whatever it might be, to make sure that our car's fast when it hits the racetrack to race. So the preparation is different. You had to adapt, but I feel like our process is obviously working.
Denny Hamlin is joining us. You know, you talked about having to break down data and to look at film. I want to ask you about something. You said something recently that I thought was really interesting. Let me read you a quote. It's not just all luck. Luck is just a stupid word in racing. You've got to analyze and figure out where your deficits are and go to work on them. And then sometimes it's how you respond that makes you a great leader or not. It's how do you respond to it when you have a tough year or a tough week or a tough race. End of quote. So I found that interesting. Let me ask you, how do you walk that line between sometimes chalking it up to bad luck, but also doing the necessary analysis to see why something did not go the way that you had liked or hoped?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be able to put that behind you. I mean, you can't change the result, you know, because, you know, it already happened, you know, so you got to move on. You got to, it's so what, now what, right? It's kind of like the Nick Saban saying. So I can only control what I can control. I got to make sure that I do my job at the highest level. And, you know, this is a team sport, right? I mean, this isn't tennis. This isn't golf. So there's a lot that goes into it. You're going to fail more times than you're not. We're racing against 37 other guys. So I'm in a losing business, not a winning business. The winning percentage is you get a 10% winning percentage. You're on another level in our sport. So you got to be able to learn from your losses and understand that, you know, you got to set your goals to somewhere reasonable and you got to make yourself better and work on your game constantly.
I like that. So what, now what? So what, now what? Denny Hamlin is joining us. And Denny, I had Joe Gibbs on the show earlier this month, and it had been a few years since I'd spoken with him. I've got to say, I am so impressed still with his passion and the fire and the drive that he has for the sport and how badly he wants to win still. How much does that set the tone for everybody around him with that kind of focus and competitiveness?
Well, yeah, I mean, he sets the tone. Listen, you don't find a guy that's a member of multiple Hall of Fame in different sports, right? I mean, he's that guy. So for me, he's the guy that you can learn from. He knows the reason he's good and he's succeeded at multiple sports is because he knows how to put the right people in the right place to succeed. And so you listen to the advice that he gives. He knows that when he needs to make a personnel change, but he knows what's best. And obviously, I went through that 2 years ago with a crew chief change that they thought was best for me. I wasn't necessarily for it, but you got to rely on management to know what they're doing, and they did, and we've had success ever since. So It's been really fun working with a guy like that that knows what he's talking about.
Denny Hamlin joining us for a few more moments. Now, you and I have spoken in the past about your relationship with Michael Jordan, and it's gone to a new level now with the formation of 2311 Racing, which is going to start next year. I know you are focused on the task at hand in terms of Texas on Sunday, but how excited are you about the potential of 2311 Racing?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on big things, and obviously next year having a team with Bubba Wallace and having that number 23 car on the track will be very important. You know, we want to be successful. We're going to do what it takes to be successful. No corners will be cut. So we feel like although we got to get a lot going in the next 3 months to put a car on the racetrack for the Daytona 500 next February, we feel like we're on pace to get that done, and not only that, but continue to build this franchise for years and years to come, to expand to two cars, three cars. So we're doing it the right way. We've got some great partners that we're going to announce soon, and certainly excited to have Michael in NASCAR now.
Hey, Dane, the story goes that it came about as a joke between the two of you. Is that true? And if so, how did that go from a joke to being something very real?
It was. I guess there were some speculative articles out there because I was speaking to another race team about buying ownership interest in their team. And all the while, I guess somebody had said, well, there's also a celebrity that's involved. And everyone knew that me and Michael had a strong relationship. So they just assumed that it was Michael. Well, it wasn't. But, this article came out, and I sent it to him. I said, it looks like we're business partners. Congrats. Ha ha. And he's like, well, that's fake news, but if you want to make it real news, let me know. And I'm like, wait, what? So it turned into, let's meet tomorrow. I flew down to Florida, had a meeting with him. He says, here's my guy. Let's get it going. So it was, about a 2-week due diligence period where we kind of worked through everything and tried to figure out, is this a business model we can make work? And, what's his involvement, my involvement, what's the ownership, and we got it done, and now we're looking at putting a race car on the track in just three short months.
That is cool. Denny Hamlin joining us, and that came together pretty quickly. Now, you're working with FedEx, and you're going to break out a new paint scheme for Texas and Martinsville. Lay it out for me. What is this scheme all about, and how fired up are you about that?
Well, we're coming up on the holiday season, obviously, and FedEx, we're getting to the peak months, I guess you could say, for FedEx. So just encouraging everyone to do their shopping early. That way you make sure you get all your shipments. I know that I've been at a FedEx headquarters before, a few days before Christmas, and you don't want to see the chaos that goes on and all those packages that come in. So just encourage everyone to ship and shop early and make sure that you got all your orders in. So the holidays are coming up. Don't forget about it, and let's get your own line shopping done.
I like it. Denny, one last thought. I just want to change up on you. You told The Athletic recently you're not a big fan of coffee. You said, quote, I had maybe a sip of some coffee one time. It tasted like an ashtray. I was like, ugh, this is disgusting, end quote. It actually makes me laugh. I mean, is there anything that you do as part of your morning routine? Is it tea? Is it something else? If not coffee, what do you start your day with?
I'm one of those guys that I get up, and I'm in the gym 10 minutes later. I mean, I just have not really relied on anything to kind of get me going or having a wake-up period. Listen, I've got two kids, one's, 3, one's 7, getting them ready for school. I mean, that'll wake you up quickly anyway. So, I haven't relied on any octane to kind of get me going in my day. But, and plus, I haven't wanted to create that habit. I see people that drink coffee, and I'm like, they're like, oh, I can't do anything until I have my first cup of coffee. I'm like, well, I ain't got time for that. So, try not to create any of those habits.
Dude, I respect it. I just don't get it. I am one of those guys. I'm Team Octane. Like, I've gotten to the point where I'm proud of myself. I can actually get in my car and drive to a Starbucks, but there's no way I'm driving to work and starting my day without that Octane. So, I respect that. Is that just straight willpower?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much at this point.
He is the driver of the number 11 for Joe Gibbs Racing. He did appear courtesy of FedEx and FedEx Shipathon. Denny Hamlin, my guest. Denny, appreciate you. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Denny Hamlin. I love that he said, I just do not want to create that habit. That's not a habit that I want to create. I see people. I hear people. I say, or I hear people say, man, I can't do anything without a cup of coffee. Yeah, that's this guy. I mean, like I said, I can get up. It's not fair to say that I can't do anything without that cup of coffee. I can't get out of bed without it. I can get to the shower without it. I can brush my teeth without it. I can shave without it. I can apply product to the lettuce without it. But I'm not going to work without it now.
Coffee's for closers only.